If you left a leadership position, your ego determines your identity when you work. When you retire, you go into an egoless state.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that
That scares me.
I know.
I mean, that hurts. So that's like right to my gut.
I know. I mean, what does that bring up for you?
It's that whole purpose again.
Yeah.
I have spent so many years with a purpose of mentoring and decision making, and to walk away from that,
yeah,
that would be scary.
Yeah.
So what else am I going to do?
Hi, I'm Deanna Robbins.
And I'm Christy North.
Welcome to Pieces of a Woman podcast, where we explore all the pieces that make up a woman, mind, body, and soul.
By embracing all complexities of being a woman, our goal is to share real stories that inspire growth and empower all women to be the best versions of themselves. And as Maya Angelou so eloquently said, when we know better, we do better.
Thank you for taking this journey with us.
Hi, welcome everyone to Pieces of a Woman. This is Deanna.
And Christy.
Oh, isn't today? Today we are sitting here and enjoying a little bit of spring weather. Everything is in bloom and it's I just love it.
And my allergies are on point.
Yeah.
Because of it. I was trying to understand why I was so congested, and now I know why. There's a tree blooming in the back of my yard.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it gets pretty crazy. Well, we are excited to be with you all today. We've got I don't know if it's a fun topic. It's an interesting topic. It's a topic that you and I have been engaged with our girlfriends and colleagues for a while, because we're in our 50s.
Yes.
But we're going to talk about the big R, and we're talking about retirement.
Yes.
And we're not focusing on the financial aspect. We're just assuming you are already doing the work there. So we're going to talk specifically about the emotional piece of retirement and your mental well-being. And one, just making a decision.
Right.
To start off.
And to really like think about timing. That's always on, I think, our minds as we hit our mid-50s. What does retirement look like? When can we, obviously financial is a piece of it.
Yeah.
But also if you're in a career position or you've been with that same career for so many years, what does that mean to you when you make that decision to retire?
Yeah. And I think the reason this came up is you and I have been talking about it, but we've had so many friends, some who have recently retired. I've had some friends who their husband, we have a couple of friends, their husbands have retired,
right,
but they're not. And I've had another girlfriend from high school when her husband is retired, she continues to work. We have people who are choosing to retire early and some that are just talking about it, which we keep talking about it. But I don't recall growing up and ever hearing people, it was always talk about planning for it financially. But I don't think if you are a really career driven person or just somebody who's very active, I guess for anybody, like what does it really look like? And talking about that side of it, are you mentally prepared for a shift?
And are you looking at retirement as I am going to do so much?
Yeah.
I'm going to have more time to garden. I'm going to have more time to ride my bike.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a lot more pickleball, which is what we both have committed to. I'm going to join a league. I feel like it's kind of in that same realm of empty nester.
Yeah.
It really...
Good point.
You really have to shift kind of where you're at, and you either really acclimate well to it or you don't if you're not mentally prepared for it.
Yeah. It's another season of life.
Right.
But that you and I have come to discuss more, it's something that really needs to be talked about. I don't even think I ever thought about, I mean, we talk about retirement and financially preparing in your 30s and 40s, but it seems so far away. And then you get in your 50s and you're like,
oh shit,
man, it's right around the corner.
Well, and I think, 60 was always the number. And yeah. I think that was because the message in my teens and my early 20s was you can retire at 62. And I don't know where the number came from. I don't know if it had to do with Social Security is when you can take Social Security, that 62 was the number. So I always thought, okay, how am I going to be financially ready to retire at 62?
Yeah.
But it never occurred to me that the mental piece would have to be a big piece of it, because as I'm going into my mid-50s and I'm starting to think, okay, am I going to retire in 5 years? Am I going to retire in 6? And when I do, what am I going to do? Because now that mental piece is really coming front and center for me.
Yeah. I love that that you said that, because I think the average, the age has now changed as far as retirement goes, but the average age in the United States is 64 is the average.
Still so, young. 64 is young.
Yes. And you hear so many stories of people saying, don't ever retire. You know, there are stories of people, they retired a month later, they died. There's some statistics around that.
And okay, so what are they?
Statistics around, like, all of a sudden, a month later, a year later, health declines. There's so many articles
because
on
you
all
know,
this.
Probably because they didn't have a plan or something happens.
Yeah.
Which, you know, really speaks to living your life. If you have the ability to retire earlier so you have more of your physical health to enjoy and do all the things.
Yeah. Well, I wanna speak to that a little bit, because I think it's so different for everybody, right? Like, there are
it's a personal thing.
It's such a personal journey. And in our conversation, we just went on a girls' trip, and this topic came up with our girlfriends, and we have an age range of 10 to 15 years between us all. And it's fascinating just to hear the mindset of everybody. But it was so great to just have the conversation and dive in a little bit deeper, because that is the case, is what does it look like for you? I think some people, my ex-mother-in-law is a perfect example of that. She is 80. She is still working.
Right.
Like, she just would never, she wouldn't know what to do with herself.
And one of our friends said, I don't think that I will retire. I think I'll continue working. And I loved that she knew that. She knew that's just what she wanted to do.
Yeah. So I think there's that group, and I think is really great. Then there's the other piece of it where I think when you've been in the workforce for such a long time, I feel like I've had jobs on and off since really 11. I mean, you have.
Yes.
And I hit this period where I have loved my job, but you get worn out. You're kind of like, and so I think the idea of, oh my gosh, I can't wait till I have nothing to do.
Right.
Sounds great in the moment, but they talk about different phases of retirement. So, you know, there's the pre-planning and kind of that phase, but there is a stage where they say there's a honeymoon phase for people when they first retire. It's typically right after their going away party or whatever.
Probably the first 90 days, maybe.
First, I think it can vary.
6 months.
And then all of a sudden it's like, what am I doing with myself?
Yes.
You know, what am I, unless you have really prepared and planned. So I think that's the, and here's the other piece that you really have to dive in and talk about as a couple, because if one partner, if you're married and one of you retire and the other one doesn't, because there's a lot of conversation, there's a lot of articles, there's tons of resources out there, AARP, WebMD, there's a ton of articles out there that
help you navigate it.
Yeah, how do I navigate? What can I do? But they talk about couples even having a really great marriage and all of a sudden one retires.
Right.
Or when they both do, and they're like, we always got along, and now we are at each other.
We are always together.
We had the freedom. I don't want lunch
with
you every day.
Right.
Like, it's having your own interest and all that. So
you still want to be able to maintain your independence, I think. And if you go into retirement, what does that look like? Are you so much more in your thoughts than you were? And is that going to affect you and your day-to-day and how you're going to navigate it? So I do think that, to your point, there's so much more you have to consider that you're prepared for.
Yeah.
Because we just have this blanket, when I retire, I'm going to do this. But we don't look at how it's going to affect us mentally.
Yeah.
The purpose. Is having a purpose going to change the way our health is and how we feel mentally? And because we don't have that purpose anymore.
Totally agree. I think on one of the articles I read, it said retirement blues are a dirty little secret that nobody talks about.
Oh, yeah.
And how they are dealing with just the mental health of seniors, which I never really thought about.
And the longer you're retired.
Yeah.
So, you know, as an example, if I were to decide, not that I am, but if I were to decide, okay, I want to retire at 55, I'm 54 in a couple of months, 56, let's say. That's a lot of years.
Yeah.
To not
do it. You could live to 90.
So should I be looking at, well, maybe I want to be semi-retired. Maybe I try to do something that's not a full commitment to what I'm currently doing.
Yeah.
And maybe I shift to something different, because to your other point, I've been in the same industry for 32 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
It is.
Most people, if you're a police officer, fireman, government, you're 20 years.
Yeah.
And then you're ready for retirement.
Yeah. Dang. We should be ready for retirement. Well, speaking of you, because this hit home to me, it talks about your sense of self.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I've talked about this. If you left a leadership position So this was a CEO of a company who specifically wrote this. Your ego determines your identity when you work. When you retire, you go into an egoless state.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
that scares me.
I know.
I mean, that hurts. So that's like right to my gut.
I know. Talk about it. I mean, what does that bring up for you?
It's that whole purpose again.
Yeah.
I have spent so many years with a purpose of mentoring and decision making and being able to pretty much kind of dictate what it was going to look like, and to walk away from that.
Yeah.
That would be scary.
Yeah.
So what else am I going to do?
So you
for me, we'll continue the podcast.
Yeah.
I have the nonprofit, but we'll, you know, and I have to ask that question. Is that going to be enough?
Yeah.
And the hobbies, you know, I think what we've created in our circle of friends is a beautiful thing. And I think that can be very helpful as we transition to that, because we have things that we can do together.
Yeah. Well, and this episode really is about just bringing an awareness to, if you are in your 50s, I mean, maybe in your 40s, I think it'd be great if you can start that early, but for sure in your 50s and 60s, it's having the conversation and really doing some inner work of, God, what do I really want to do? Having the support group. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. But also, if you're married or have a partner, like, what does it look like? And are you just, because if all of a sudden one day they're just home all the time, or you're both home all the time, and it is a season of life, you're like, oh man, I know for one, as much as we love each other, we can't be together 24/7.
We like the independence.
So hobbies and friends, and we've got to have outside. I think people that may be more introverted or maybe don't care about that so much, you know, maybe fine.
There's also, you talk about one spouse that retires earlier than another spouse. It's also your friend group.
Yes.
So you have a friend group where both you and your husband are retired, but the rest of your friends are still working.
Yeah.
Now they can't travel with you when you want to travel. They can't do all the things you want to do. Yeah. And that changes the dynamic of the friendship. So we don't think about all those things. And I think it's important to. So based on that, I would say all of you need to retire when I retire.
Because we need friends.
We need our friends.
And I am agreeing with you there. You got to figure something out. And we're talking about the negative side of it, or just things to be aware of that you may not have thought of. Because I don't know that I totally thought of it. But stepping down from my position last year and letting go of, like this said, you know, it's the fear of losing your identity that took you 30 or 40 years to build.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden you go, okay, I'm going to leave. I'm choosing to step down from this leadership role. And for, you know, the last 7-8 months, I knew I wasn't done. I went through those emotions and I kind of went through a little, I would say depression, just a little lost feeling.
Right.
Of like, where do I focus? Even though I was kind of in discovery of where I'm going to go, and that's on its whole journey. But it is so weird. If I would have completely just retired, I mean, I definitely wasn't ready for that.
You've got this transition thing that you're able to
fill
that with. So it's not this, I'm done.
Yeah. Because there are statistics, and this is why I would encourage everybody listening, start having the conversations, because it's really about, if you don't have a plan,
right?
That's when the problems come in. Because if you think, well, I'm so burned out, I'm just going to enjoy having nothing. You're setting yourself up for depression and your health and everything. So it says, you know, the things, some people go back to work and maybe they do something, or getting into the next phase of it. So if you are having the conversations, then what are some things that you can do to set yourself up successfully? Like, what do you feel would be some good areas to go, okay, we need to really set it up successfully?
I think if you're married and you're in a relationship, that piece that you've been talking about, really communicating with each other what the expectation is and what that's going to look like.
Yeah.
Are you both on the same page?
Yeah.
As a couple to navigate it? Are you both going to be able to be a support to each other when you do run through those retirement blues?
Yeah.
And what are the areas where you can still find your independence? Because you're still going to need that. Because like you said, with the whole ego piece, where can we shift that to? Is it you're volunteering somewhere?
Yeah.
Maybe you are going to go explore real estate. You want to look at what that looks like, getting your education on something.
Yeah. I mean,
there's things that you could still do. It doesn't mean you're done, you shut down. Because as you've watched people that have said, I'm going to retire, and they retire, and they don't do anything.
Yeah.
Physically, they deteriorate. Mentally, they deteriorate. Their body, they can't move. They have a hard time walking because they're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So having that plan, I think, is super important. And the conversation needs to happen between you and your spouse. And if you're on your own and you're single, who are your friends? Who are your people? Yeah. What does that circle look like? And gaining knowledge from them if they are already down that path, talking through what you have the ability to do together as a friend group, I think is important.
I love that. So I think I was sharing with you and our girlfriends, like, I'm at this age and this time in my life right now, I'm really, really enjoying it. My life slowed down. It really hasn't slowed down a lot, not as much as I thought. But I'm really loving that we're healthy, we're active, we are traveling more. I have the energy to be with the grandkids.
Yes.
I still have my parents. My mom just turned 89. We're in that phase of life where you're, you know, kind of doing all the things, but I'm so grateful that we're where we are. But tying into this, why I think this is so important is it's also mindset. It talks a lot about, it depends on your mindset going into retirement, and all these things play out. So it says start planning early. The earlier you start planning for retirement, the better prepared you are. You will be mentally and financially more prepared. Develop a retirement plan that includes your goals, lifestyle, and activities you want to pursue. So I think sometimes you think, well, I'm retired, I'm not pursuing anything. Well, you can go learn languages. We have a neighbor who is learning 5 languages. He retired a year ago, and he is learning 5 languages.
That education I just said, go learn something. Yes.
Right? Keep your brain going. Stay engaged and active. Retirement does not mean you should stop being active or engaged. Staying engaged in your community, pursuing hobbies, and volunteering can help you stay mentally and physically active, maintain social connections. Consider a phased retirement. I thought this was interesting. I talked to, we had a gathering the other night, and a gentleman who retired, he said he was looking at, you know how they have the, I don't know what they call it, partial CEO or a fractional CEO?
Yes.
And he goes, I was considering that for a while, but now they're moving to Japan for his wife is taking on a career. But he said, I've looked into that. So you have all this knowledge and skill set,
right?
But you don't want to do the daily grind of 50 hours a week or whatever, but still think of, I mean, those are options. There's a lot of options out there. So fractional CEO, stay physically healthy. Good physical health is essential for a fulfilling retirement. So we've talked about that. Exercise, diet, plan for social interactions, because retirement can be so isolating. So if you're not doing that, it can really add to
And especially depression. If you are single or
I mean, if my mom was alone, I can honestly say if my mom was alone, your mom's a rock star. My mom would be totally introvert. She's not one to go out and make new friends or go do a social club unless somebody took her.
And I'll speak to my mom because my mom retired at 60, and she was the epitome of what we've talked about. She stopped doing. She isolated. She wasn't physically active. Her body has taken a toll over the past, she's 85 right now.
Yeah.
And she got so used to just staying in her apartment and binge watching stuff and reading. And we transitioned her to the independent living.
Yeah.
And because we really truly thought that her health had declined so much that we might not have her for a couple of years. So we transitioned her to that so that she could maybe have a better quality of life.
Yeah.
And as you know, she has done a 180. The connections with everyone, the social aspect has completely turned her around, and she is a different person.
Yeah.
And she's thriving. So the plan and the social activity and the social connections, I think, is an important piece of retirement.
100%. She is a social, like, icon at that place. She's awesome.
She is living her best life.
I love it. Here's the other thing I thought was really good, and I think this is a reminder throughout all our life, is be open to new experiences. Retirement is an excellent opportunity to explore new interests and experiences. Be open to trying new things, stepping out of your comfort zone, which isn't always easy, and seek professional advice. And so what I wanted to add on to that is I think I also looked at it when you and I have gotten down these kind of tangents on, oh my gosh, what would I do? What wouldn't I do? Because there's so many things we put on the back burner because just merely time and your capacity to do everything. So I always think about, oh my gosh, I would do this every week. I would do that. And I have all these ideas. And I actually think it's an exciting time if you approach it that way.
Right.
But But it's not, doesn't mean it's not going to be a little bit of a struggle because you've had a title or you have done something for so long. And all of a sudden, when you're out of that, that stops. And it's like, okay, who am I?
Well, and I think you shared a podcast of a couple of women that started and they shared the experience of their retirement and they're doing a podcast on it, if I recall. And they said it was interesting that after they both had retired and they were in high level positions, one was an attorney.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what the other one was doing, but the conversations in the room when someone asked, so what do you do?
Yes.
And as soon as they said the word retirement, it was like this shameful, taboo piece that no one knew what to do with that. And so they kind of like turned and went and had conversations with other people.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? And why is that? Because I've looked at retirement as like this goal to reach.
Yeah. I think a lot of us look
to like, I want to get retired. I want to be able to maintain my lifestyle at a certain level. And I cannot wait to just enjoy the day without having an obligation. And yet they kind of talked through the social piece where they almost felt kind of like they didn't exist because they were retired. And they weren't important. And so
the
thought
relevancy.
That was the yes, relevancy for sure.
Oh, that's such a big piece because I think there's so many things you can do as long as you know you have your foundation. I mean, there's so many things that you're contributing still and bringing so much value. I heard somebody say, and I think it may have been those two, but they talked about you feel like you're no longer interesting.
That was it.
And so if you feel that way, then be interested in somebody else because that will always keep the conversation going. And I think it's fascinating because I love talking to people who have had, depending on their career, what have they done? The gentleman that was here the other night, I was fascinated hearing his story, but it is hard when all of a sudden you go, okay, I'm done. He was fine. He was like, I was totally fine. But it's also, I think, new enough that he may not be there yet.
Right.
When we went to Gay's celebration a few weeks ago in Florida, two of their friends, couples that were now in their 80s, both couples from Michigan had retired in their 50s. And I said to him, I asked him the question because this is top of mind for me.
Yes.
Do you feel like you retired too soon? Because we are living longer.
Right.
And they said, not at all. But they had a plan. They had travel. They had hobbies and activities and volunteer work that they do.
And fortunately, they financially were able to do it.
Yeah. So that's a big piece of it, we know. But I don't want to underestimate the power of being mentally prepared for the shift.
Because we're always focused on the financial.
Yeah.
When can I retire?
Yeah.
How much money do I have to have made? How much do I have to have set aside? What do I need to live off of? So we've always only focused on the financial.
Yeah.
And we're asking you to consider the mental piece.
Yeah.
And being prepared mentally for it.
Yeah. So I said at the beginning, it's not necessarily a fun topic, but it is a fun topic.
Yes.
Exciting.
Yes.
But, and we're still, who knows when that will really happen. And I keep saying, you know, I don't know. I may not retire till I'm 70. It may be 75.
Maybe it's a semi. Know. Maybe you do something part time.
Yeah.
And you know, I know what mine looks like. I do have options of what I'll be doing when I make that decision to retire. Fortunately, we have other stuff on the side that can keep me pretty busy, but I am still looking forward to that day and actually pinpointing what it's going to look like.
Yeah. So that's our conversation today.
Here's to retirement.
Here's to retirement. Cheers.
We're wishing all of you the retirement day that makes sense for you personally, for you and your family.
Yeah, and start having the conversations. Just start doing some investigating, have the conversations, and we hope you enjoy the journey. And if you have any success stories or anything you want to share that would be good advice for our listeners, please reach out to us. Thanks so much for joining us. Thank you for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you think someone could benefit, please share. If there's a conversation you think we should be having or a topic that resonated with you, please let us know.
You can engage and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Pieces of a Woman Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform. If you listen to us on Apple, leave us a 5-star rating and a comment.